Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about witches know the big relief about death and the afterlife. During this coronavirus crisis, many of us have been seeing a lot about death lately. We see many people have been affected by this. It can be scary. When I talk about the big relief, I'm talking about knowing that you're safe and that there's an afterlife. Some spiritual paths make people afraid by saying if you don't live a perfect life, you're going to hell. Witches and Wiccans have nothing to do with that. The beliefs that we focus on include we go to the Summerlands, where it's the land of eternal youth. Some people call it the Isle of Apples, and it's a place where your soul goes to rest and you can examine your past life and what you learned. At that point, you can choose to reincarnate again if you like, or you can continue to rest in the Summerlands. It's up to you. The big relief is that you don't have to fear death. You also don't have to fear about your loved ones. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, it's not about hell. Hell is a Christian notion that they believe in, but we don't believe in hell. We believe in the Summerlands. So it's not about living a perfect life to avoid punishment. I view life as a classroom where you're here to learn lessons and you have multiple lifetimes to continue this journey. I have dyslexia, and when I was growing up, I had a lot of trouble trying to learn. It gave me a gift. I felt empathetic with other people in having difficulties with learning. I also realized that you'll be punished if you make mistakes did not connect to me. And that's why I chose Wicca, because I can grow and learn. And now for our second insight. We can help loved ones to pass through the veil. I'll now share with you a personal story about a person that I'll call Joe. Joe had to hide who he was, and he eventually took his life. After his death, he came to me. I got this feeling of a presence, and I knew that he was not okay, and I had to do something. So I contacted my coven, and we got together, and we did a ritual to help him and send him through the veil. He was stuck on this earthly plane, and he needed to get to the Summerlands. Because Joe had to hide his sexual orientation, and he lived among oppressive people, he felt horrible, and this was part of what led to his suicide. He died, and he reached out to me for help. At this moment in time, I wasn't a high priestess, and so I had to go to my high priestess for help. With my high priestess leading, the coven did a ritual. I felt there was a heaviness lifted from the air during the ritual. This gave me clarity that he had passed beyond the veil, and now he could rest in the Summerlands. So again, we can help loved ones pass through the veil. Now for insight number 3. You have a choice. You can reincarnate. Many Wiccans and witches sing the chant or song, "We all come from the goddess." And in fact, we really do come from the goddess, and we come from the god too. The big relief is, it's just going home. We open the door, step through the veil, and say, "Hi, Mom, hi, Dad, I'm home." Once we have rested, when we choose to reincarnate, we can go through the door and go on to more adventures. For many Wiccans and witches, we believe that we'll come back and reincarnate with family or friends. Many different relationship situations switch and rotate, so your brother may be your father next time, or your mother. And this all is because the god and goddess want to support us in our lessons. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, it's not about hell. The second insight was, we can help loved ones to pass through the veil. And number 3, you have a choice. You can reincarnate. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.